Except for during the depths of the 1930s depression, this country has always had more job openings than people available to fill them. This was most graphic during the last century, when employers sent recruiters to Europe to announce that they were hiring. Even today, there are millions of unfilled positions. Hotels in many parts of the country are desperate for chambermaids and kitchen help, and offer bonuses to employees who bring in friends or relatives. This is why the country has absorbed so many immigrants. It is almost as if the circulars have been sent out again, but now to Asia and Latin America and the Middle East. There is work waiting to be done, ranging from harvesting crops to designing silicone chips to medical residencies in inner-city clinics, or services Americans did not realize they wanted until they became available, such as the Korean-owned manicure salons that cater to busy professional women. The reason why unemployment persists even when jobs are available is quite obvious. The economy has always wanted things done, but is only willing to pay a certain price. Immigrants have been willing to work for wages that citizens of longer lineage would never deign to consider. Nor does it help to tell the long-term unemployed that they should apply for the jobs that immigrants are eager to take. For better or for worse, even poor Americans feel that any work they do must pay what they, like the rest of us, deem to be an American wage. The real income explosion has been in the topmost brackets. Not only are the rich getting richer, more Americans are becoming affluent or are moving close to that category. For present purposes, an income of $100,000 will be considered sufficient for membership in the comfort class. Of course, this is far from being rich. Given today's expectations, that takes $1 million or more a year. Nor does comfort connote wealth. That requires having enough in assets to enjoy your prosperity without having to work. Pressure for six-figure salaries extends across a growing array of professions. For example, we were once told that people entered the civil service for security, light work, even to promote the public good. Still, at last count, the federal payroll had over 15,000 senior-grade officials who averaged $102,338. Of course, academics are in it for the love of learning and the joys of stirring young minds. Even so, 7% of the nation's full professors also make over $100,000. Medicine has long been the one field that